Greetings, sisters. This is Sister Debbie from don'tperish.com. Hey, today I want to talk to you and encourage you to press on and endure. And I just want to read some scripture verses for you. They speak for themselves. Let's look at Luke 8. We're going to start at verse 4. And when much people were gathered together, they were come unto him out of every city, and he spake by a parable. This is Jesus. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground, and sprang up and bare fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him, saying, What might this parable be? And he said, and right here, this is where Scripture is going to interpret Scripture. Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among the thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked out with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. We're going to stop here, and I just want to say, I can't even count the number of people that we've seen this destruction happen to. It's really sad because we'll have people reach out all over, and they seem to have a zeal, a love. They're like, wow, something's going on. I've never read the scriptures like this before. I want to repent of my sins. I want a new life. They have a hunger and a thirst for the things of God, and it's like their eyes are being opened. They have ears to hear. And we warn them. We warn them. 1 Peter 5:8. Satan is a lion roaming around seeking whom he may devour. And we warn them as they go through this walk. Like we tell everybody all the time, the first part of this walk can be the hardest. Because there's so many things that you have to go through to shed of this world. And people who are holding you back and trying to keep you from following the things of God, there will become a separation there. And we encourage people, keep pressing on, press through. We're here to encourage you. But you have to fight these battles with the Lord. You have to go through them because, you know, as you go through all this, there's a lot of battles to fight in the beginning. And it seems to be the hardest because you're brand new. You're just learning how to trust in the Lord, learning how to look to Him for your strength. And you really have to have great faith to press through this. And oftentimes they don't. But what we tell them is, you know, when you get through all this, you're going to have been through so many battles, and you're going to see the strength of the Lord that pushes you through these, that the battles coming up after this will be, I don't like the word easier, but I'm going to use it, easier to get through than the one that you just went through. You know, it's kind of like an example I'm just going to throw out there is like when I first learned how to make bread, it was a disaster and it was frustrating because I couldn't get the ratio of the liquid to the flour right, and it was terrible. But I kept pressing through it, and each time I learned how to do the next one better and the next one better, and it got to the point where I could just whip out a loaf of bread. Now, I'm not saying that you can just whip through these trials that come in front of you in this life. But what I'm going to say is, when you go through these today, 10 years from now, they're going to look way smaller to you because you've been through it so many times. And that's where we encourage people, you've got to press through this one, press through the next one. And I just got to tell you, the utter destruction that we've seen in the households from women who were really close to the truth, they seemed like they had it, turned total, I've shared with this, into total witchcraft, turning their whole houses into a witch coven. We've seen women who have gotten all the way to biblical dress and submission and shedding the world, and they claim to have been born again, go all the way back and be like harlots on the streets It's so sad, and I don't want that for you, sisters. I want to encourage you. Yes, you can do this. I did it. I came from the lowest of the low, the biggest piles of sin there are. And I had a lot to shed, and I had a lot to give up, and I was thankful. I was willing and grateful to give it up. It was a big burden to me at the time, but I really had to press through because, and Brother Jim too, trials out there and the troubles and the people who want to pull you back and the things that Satan can try to do to you, you know, in your life and using his workers and stuff, it can be really tiring. But you can do it. We know this. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So this is my plea, my encouragement, my exhortation to you. Press on, sisters. You can do it. I know you can. I want all of you to continue to go on. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to let Apostle Paul encourage us how to press on. Now, our faithful brother Paul, who had so many things against him, just think about that, what he had to go through. And he, in Philippians 3, is encouraging us to press on. I want to read this to you and let him encourage you. Starting in verse 7. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. This verse 8 here is one of my favorite ones. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I have already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I am also apprehended for Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ, in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. So there you go. Apostle Paul is encouraging us all to press on just like he did. Now I want to give you one more warning. I'm going to go back in Luke 8 and read verse 18 again. Take heed therefore how ye hear, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given. And whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemed to have. What a great warning there. You know, we see people who seem to have had, and then they have not pressed through, and it seemed to have been taken away from them because they're utter reprobates the next time we see them. Sisters, I don't want that for you. I'm going to continue daily, if possible, to exhort you to keep pressing on. Strive on, sisters, until the end. Our Savior is there to help you, and the Word of God is our strength. Amen. And until next time, have a joyous day, sisters. We love you all, and may God be praised.